Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is a show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And we're going to do something a little different today.
Yeah, we're going to do a little bit of a truncated episode. You know, it happens from time to time. We just want to make sure some content got out this week, but,
We've been busy, guys.
Well, we just got to... Well, I feel like this podcast a lot of times is like, we're really busy, and then we...
Lately, we have been, though. It's been fucking really crazy.
Well, we just got back from L.A.
Yeah, we went back to L.A.
We went back to L.A.
for a couple days.
Well, we got to... It was fun because we got to visit my mom... Mm-hmm. In L.A.
Who was there for a trip.
And it made sense for us to go visit her there rather, at least at the moment.
It's closer.
Yeah, it's closer. It's a two-hour trip, just under 2 hours, I think.
Yeah.
You're in, you're out, and, it's kind of nice going to a town and just knowing automatically where to go.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, the only place I've ever had been able to do that was Buffalo.
Right.
Haven't been to Boston in a while, so I couldn't really... tell you how it feels to do that, but
you have to go back there.
Yeah,
I'd like to visit Boston again.
No, I miss Boston.
I do too.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff there, but we had time to hang out with my mom, and we just kind of pussed around the city. And
well, we did some stuff that we never did in all the years we lived in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
We went on the Warner Brothers studio tour.
Yeah, that we did,
which I'd never done before, and it actually was okay.
Well, I think it was going to be fun regardless,
for me, you know how I am. I hate things. So. But they did have I think my favorite part was really where we got to, we got out and we got to see some Batmobile stuff.
Yeah, which I think some of that we have seen before.
We have seen it before because we saw it at LA Live, but there was some stuff I hadn't seen, like a bat cycle and the bat plane and... I put a lot of this up on our Facebook page, so you guys can go look at the pictures. We also got to see a lot of Aquaman costumes, at the actual Aquaman costume, and then Black Manta, which that looks cool.
Yeah.
They
really did a good job.
Ocean Master looks cool.
They did
some Wonder Woman stuff.
Yeah. They did a really good job. As I say, going back to the Aquaman movie, they did a really good job with the costumes in that movie. I think... Especially, Jason Momoa's Aquaman looks great.
Yeah.
For the traditional costume, obviously he had other outfits, in Justice League and all that stuff. But I think for the traditional costume, they did a really good job of making that look awesome, because it's always been like, Aquaman in his orange sweater, whatever. But it's like, this looks fucking great.
Yeah.
So, and getting to see that up close is kind of neat. I think the... Black Manta costume is great.
Oh yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive how they were able to really nail that.
Yeah,
as accurately as possible. They could have easily been like, no, it needs to look like this, and they could have fixed it up a certain way.
No, that one looked great. That looks great. It looks great in the movie. It looks great in person.
Yeah, yeah.
There are some things that, like, for the Aquaman costume for Jason Momoa, where he's like in the shiny gold shirt thing. When he finally becomes Aquaman, on screen, that looks like each little piece is like a fin, like a scale.
Right.
And they're all separate, but they're not. Like, you get up close, you can see that it's like a bunch of them, like a big piece.
Yeah.
But it really does look on screen like they're each separate.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's different. But then when you see Black Manta, like, it just looks great.
Yeah.
And so does Ocean Master.
Yeah.
One looks great in person, too.
Ocean Master, every time I see that costume, and every time I just see
it looks
that,
fucking great.
See the way that he looks, like, at least in this movie, I'm just like, I can't get over, like, it just, everything works about it.
Yeah.
To me, like, the colors, just the form of it.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Patrick Wilson looked awesome in that outfit, and I'm really tempted to like try to maybe snap up some figures from that because I just like the way it looks.
Yeah, it looks great.
So yeah, no, it's pretty cool, and I'm glad that they, you know, just thinking about that movie and like how everybody, you know, we go going into it, you know, they're like, oh, they're making an Aquaman movie, and everybody was just, you know, just nothing but skepticism.
Of course,
nothing. Yeah, you know, just nobody was like, I can't even give this a chance, you know. And I mean, look, it's not a perfect movie, but
no, but it was fun and it was good, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Considering what we got,
yeah,
and considering what DC. is known for bringing,
yeah,
you know, when it comes to movies, this was a friggin' miracle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I was, you know, and especially for just, yeah, I mean, like Wonder Woman, I felt like it was one that they had to get right.
Yeah,
or they had to really get it right. Aquaman, I kind of felt like there was like, well, we're doing this.
Yeah, it was like,
and,
okay,
and we don't need to really get it right, but we're gonna do it anyways.
Yeah,
and they ended up being great. Mm-hmm. You know, ended up being really good. So, yeah, and so it was cool to see all that stuff in person.
Yeah, so that was cool. You got to see a lot of the props and stuff. Then we got to actually walk on like the soundstage where they film All American on the CW.
CW show,
which I've never seen, but we got to see like where they film the house where they film and the locker hallway, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In the school, so that was kind of fun. And then
movie sets are weird. TV sets
really
are weird.
They really are, because you're just like, hey, I'm in this house. And then the guy was like, notice, if you will, that there's no second floor. Make sure you pay attention to that.
Yeah.
So you'll see stairs that go to nowhere. And it's just kind of weird. And there's like a locker, one of the ones for like the main character where they can shoot him through the locker. So it's like the only one that you can see through.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Movie sets are just weird. So,
yeah, movie magic or just the television magic and just the way that they.
The magic of Hollywood.
Right. It's just, it's fascinating. Mm-hmm. It really is. And it's something that I've been on the lot before.
I'd been on the lot before too, but never to like this extent. I just like, because I temped there for a while.
Yeah.
And I had to go on the lot one day to pick something up for somebody. And that was my extent of being on the lot.
Yeah.
And of course, you don't want to be like, you know, gawking around.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the way.
You don't want to be weird because people are going to stop you for sure. So you just kind of do what you got to do and leave.
Yeah.
So we got to go see like the street they use to double for like New York. And they have trees planted in the street. And the guy's like, these trees are real. They're all planted in buckets. So if you want to put lampposts here, you just literally rip the concrete up, pull up the tree, put down a lamppost.
Right.
And then you just have to put the trees back when you're done.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so fucking weird.
Well, it's also interesting too, and this is, they're very, very much emphasizing this, that there's a lot of...
Everything is fake.
Well, everything is fake. You know, the certain walls, I mean, everything. Just things are, you know, artificially distressed,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everything. But the set, you know, this particular street is, at least y'all, or at least other sets on Warner Brothers property, you know, there's an open, like an open studio.
Open lot
policy. So like if you're filming a Sony movie, you know, you can use this lot, you know, as long as you put everything back where you found it.
Yeah, that's, you just have to get permission and come on over and you film for the day and
yeah.
you put everything back where you found it, no problem.
Yeah, and so the guy was telling us like, oh yeah, this is where in the first Spider-Man is the famous scene where Kristen Dunst
the upside down kiss
with Spider-Man stuff, and so that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know that actually about the lot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certain it's one of those things where it's like if you just know movies, you know all this shit already, but it's just fun to kind of see it and just see how that exists. And I mean, there was a lot of stuff where they're putting over Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah. My God, what they put over. They were just like, hey, here's where this scene was filmed in the Big Bang Theory. And I was like, I don't care.
It's like, do you remember when they once said Bazinga? That's nope. when I said it.
Nope. Don't remember it. Never seen that show. Don't want to see the show. Thank you, though.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of that and just a lot of, you know, they're telling that we were on like some road where like Jurassic Park happened or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, that was fun.
Because they couldn't film that's like a certain scene in Hawaii because there was a hurricane and they had to be evacuated or something. And
yeah.
So there's like a whole thing. But they did, my favorite part of the tour, besides getting to go on the soundstage,
uh-huh.
was at the very end, you go to like a museum.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I put this on the Facebook page too. They had a lot of cells from
animated cells,
the
yeah.
animated series, like Batman the Animated Series, and some character sketches for like Brainiac and Superman from all the animated cartoons that they had done there. And that was cool.
Yeah.
And some concept art for Batman and the Batwing and the Batmobile. That was really awesome to see.
Yeah. That was really cool. And then I had the like some stuff at
the
end.
Oh, and 1978 Superman's cape.
Yeah, the original cape.
You get up close to that thing and it looks cheap as fuck. It like, really does. You're like, I didn't realize it was the
Doesn't it's kind of underwhelming in its simplicity.
Yeah.
That's what I think it is. It's not someone to say it's cheap.
No,
it's...
like the stitching that they use to put the S on it and stuff really does look like, you know, and maybe that's because it's supposed to. It looks like somebody's mom made it.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was pretty. It was just pretty cool to kind of see some of this stuff up close, and you know, they really give you what your money's worth.
Yeah, they do.
So I'm definitely, I was definitely happy about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then we, you know, we just kind of putz around town.
Sean bought some games.
Oh, we did a lot of random shopping.
Yep.
You know, we did end up going to a few of our comic book stores. We went to The Bug.
Uh-huh.
Went to Jeffrey's.
Uh-huh.
We went to Pulp Fiction in Culver City. That store continues to bring deals.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I picked you got like a sealed copy of Hush.
I did. I got a sealed 15th anniversary. Like
15th anniversary.
Deluxe edition of Hush. $18 or something.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Hardcover edition because I got it on clearance. So that was exciting. And then I also picked up like two Superman families.
Yeah.
For
$1
or 50 cents a piece. Something like that.
You know something about those? One of those, I think I forgot what number it is, but one of those, the earlier one of the two, is the first issue of Superman Family. Which was previously Jimmy Olsen's solo book.
Wait, what?
So Jimmy Olsen had the solo book, right? And went up to
Superman's Pal.
Superman's Pal.
Yeah.
Went up to a certain point, and then it changed it to Superman Family. And the issue, the one issue that we have, the one where he's like, fuck off, Superman, or whatever.
Okay.
That's the first issue of Superman Family. I don't think it's the... Because I think there was... I think that is actually technically the first issue of Superman Family.
Okay.
Because there's Super Team Family.
Maybe that's what it was called before, and now it's...
It was called Superman's Pal. It was like technically, you know, it's kind of how that, you know, like, series change names and stuff like that. So this is, that one's the first of this of its kind, I think.
I did not know that.
So, yeah.
Man, how exciting. And I got it for like a dollar.
Yeah, and I was actually reading through it. It's actually, I'm certain we'll probably get to it at some point.
I'm sure we will. I'm sure there's some garbage in there.
It's one we're about where, just a quick synopsis. So Jimmy, his father, who was lost at, you know, in the jungle or whatever, and he came back, and he opened up an orphanage or a house for wayward boys, and somebody's been blowing it up, like literally
multiple times.
Yes, there's been like
so what does he do? Because
Jimmy's a reporter, and so they, you know, so there's been like this vandalism, and his father calls him, and as he gets there, and it's just like fucking giant explosions in this building. It's like, man, look at this vandalism. It's like, what are you talking about? There's explosions in this thing, and they're like, I think it's somebody's angry kids. They have hate in their heart, and these kids are like, fuck you.
Me.
But it ended up being, you know, like some psychiatrist that worked there because he wanted to get some gold underneath the land. And then, Jimmy.
Is this a secret Scientology book where the psychiatrist is evil?
Yes. And then, yep. And then, Jimmy teams up with a crippled kid with ESP to tear up their jackets and send them out via telepathy so that Superman knows they're trapped in a cave.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, I just read that. I read that story on the toilet.
Thank you for that detail.
I don't know why. I had to get a quick Jimmy in. But yeah, so that one was dope. Mm-hmm. I bought myself an Alpha Flight trade.
Yes.
Discounted, of course, there because that's how Pulp Fiction does it.
Yep.
And what else did we do? Oh, we ended up at...
Went to Book Off.
Yeah.
Bought yourself an XO Man of War trade.
I bought the XO. Yeah, it's got the first like four issues of XO Man of War in it, which is it's a book that I was always interested in. And I always wanted something that just kind of captured, you know, that collects some of these issues.
Uh-huh.
And it just happened to be one of those early Image trades that were, you know, it was on sale. You know, it was there for like $3. I was like, well, I can't not get this.
Right.
I got that, and I got a G.I. Joe trade, which G.I. Joe trades are hard to come by used. Mm-hmm. I rarely see them out there, and there's quite a few of them. I'm talking about for like the Marvel series, right. But you don't see them very often, and this one was out, so I had to pick that up. And they had some gimmicks there. I bought a few gimmicks along the way. I bought myself a Medieval Spawn.
Mm-hmm.
I bought myself a Drax figure, Toy Biz Drax from the 90s Silver Surfer series.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I bought some games.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a Game Gear game. I don't even have a Game Gear, but I'm going to get one because I'm going to get the thing for my Retron. But I got Game Master's Legacy X-Men for Game Gear. So I got that. I got a He-Man game. I'm out of control.
You really were. Bought me a Yoshi game.
I bought you a Yoshi game. Bought me an R-Type game. You know, we went to, yeah, went to Game Realms out there in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
Where else? You know, we went to a whole bunch of places.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of killing some time. Just kind of checking some places out. You know, mm-hmm. It's good to see some places. You know, there's still some other places, too, that we really liked that we didn't get a chance to go to. But,
yeah.
Yeah. So, it's, you know, that's California to us a lot of times. It's just a lot of cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know? Mm-hmm.
And Denver's got a lot of that too. That's one thing about. That's what I always say about. I came when we lived here and we started checking some stuff out. I was like, well, Denver's got a shit ton of this stuff.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, but yeah, so that was cool. Went to Halloween Town.
Sure did. My favorite store. Found a cardigan I wanted, but it was $70. I said, "Fuck you! I'm not spending $70 on a sweater."
Yeah.
But it had like a graveyard on the back of it. Bury me in that cardigan.
Yeah, that was a nice cardigan. I think. Mm-hmm. It had been cheaper, I'm certain you would have got it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But I'm not spending $70 on a cardigan.
Well, that's the thing. I love that store, but a lot of things are very expensive there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, they got to make their money somehow, and it's a great store.
Still.
But, you know, they're taking care of it. They got to cut themselves in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it was cool. We ended up seeing a Lego movie while we were there. Lego
we 2. Did.
Lego
that's
movie
right.
2.
We saw a Lego movie 2. Not as good as the first, I don't think.
No, no. I think what it, you know what is – this is weird. There were a lot of the same voices.
Yeah.
But it felt like those weren't the same voices.
Huh.
Like I was watching it and I was like, the effort was kind of like,
meh.
Because a lot of those people, you know, like Chris Pratt or whatever, I mean, has gone on to do pretty big things.
Right. He was doing double duty in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was two characters.
He was two characters in there. And, you know, who else? I mean, you had. I'm trying to think who was from the original. I mean, Charlie Day was in there too, but like, I couldn't even. I was like, is that Charlie Day? Is that really?
Yeah,
him?
But in fairness, in the first one, he had so few lines.
Yeah.
This one, he had more lines.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But yeah, Tiffany Haddish was in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was pretty good. I didn't like her singing though.
No, I don't like. There were too many songs.
There were too many. You know what? I'll be honest. Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think there are way too many songs in this one.
Yeah.
Like, it got real. Like, there was, like, you know, I mean,
were unnecessary songs.
Well, I feel like how many songs in the first Lego movie were there? I feel like there was only
Everything is Awesome.
Yeah.
Which is fine. And then there was the Batman song.
Yeah.
Which was great because Batman was a musician. Remember, he's an artist. And I thought that was really, really funny.
He only works with black and very dark gray.
Yes.
Actually, I think that's right because, yeah, I feel there was like three or four songs in this one. And I was like, did the other Lego movie have that many songs?
No. And the only reason you heard the ones in the first Lego movie was because, like, that's just what was playing. And then Batman was like, here, listen to my jam.
Yeah.
And then he played it for you. This one was literal singing numbers.
Yeah, these are literal like these big like
musical numbers.
Big musical numbers and stuff. And I was like, okay, well, yeah. we don't need this, but
yeah.
But it was silly. Yeah. I mean, yeah. The Superman was in there, Green Lantern.
Yep, yep.
You know, and you know, their
animosity or Superman's hatred of Green Lantern in the Lego movies always makes me laugh.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what
I appreciate it a lot, actually.
Well, that first one was great where he's just like, hey, we're next to you. Green Lantern's like, hey buddy, we're trapped next to each other. He's like, has anybody got any kryptonite?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go. Yeah, just some of the jokes in that one were just incredible. Oh,
we also ended up watching a lot of Teen Titans Go in the hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's such a brilliant show. I just love it so much.
You know, that I keep saying it.
There was one that Sean missed because he was like in the shower. Because, you know, it's Saturday morning, Sunday morning, whatever. And it was the one where Robin saw some dudes rollerblading. And he all of a sudden was like, it's rad. And they're like, nobody says rad, but grandpas. And then he was like, I'm going to hang out with those guys. And it turned into an 80s movie. Where like Robin was like fighting with his parents and his dad had to go to the coal mine, but then you find out later that the guy who was Robin's dad was just Robin pretending to be his own father.
Wait,
like,
what?
Yes. Yes. So he would like have these conversations about like, I don't want your life, dad, and then he would like jump to the other side and put a mustache on and be like, you need to grow up, kid. It was so fucking ridiculous. And they were like rollerblading for like sport and like Robin killed somebody, but who cares because it's a cartoon. And just, it was great.
Oh, that's funny.
It was so great.
That show was they were like ludicrous.
Look at all my neon and like the 80s. And then there was one where like the 80s was the best decade ever and they had to go like buy an album at the mall.
Yeah, yeah.
That one was great.
Oh yeah, so no, there's a whole bunch of them. I mean, I feel like we never gave it a chance to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, obviously it's on, it's on cable, so we don't watch it anyways. But
right, we don't have cable.
If it's on, like,
if it's on in a hotel room, it's like Forensic Files. I watch the whole fucking thing.
Actually, that's what I need. I need a station that shows Forensic Files. I need them in between. I need like Teen Titans, Forensic Files, Teen Titans, Forensic Files. because you get
about Whiplash.
You get a lot of absurdity with the Teen Titans. And then you get some real life fucking
dark shit,
terror.
Yeah,
and you just go back and forth, and then you come out of there just fucking. Ugh. Yeah, no, that'd be a good idea.
Do you want to feel more like a part of your favorite comic book podcast? Well, then join me, David, and my co-host Dane over on Comic Trades Monthly, where every month we talk about a volume of your favorite comic series. Just like a book club format, we go through the ins and outs of character, plot, and story arc in general as to what it means today. So, come over to Comic Trades Monthly and tell us what you think of the next volume that we're going to be reading. I can't wait to see you there.
Who's going to make that network? Well, maybe Fox.
Well, they can't now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they can, but...
Well, I think we were going to take a moment here to address the sale that went through.
Yeah. So, while we were in L.A., the word came down that Disney has actually acquired 20th Century Fox in a $71.3 billion deal.
Yeah.
Which is fucking crazy. So I'm looking at this Vox article and it says, continues a new terrifying era in media consolidation. And that's correct. They purchased
20th Century Fox, right?
Yes. And now they own
21st Century Fox.
Everything. They own The Simpsons.
Yeah.
They own all sorts of stuff. So
yeah, hang on. They own Disney taking over Fox's. This is from the LA Times. Disney taking over Fox's movie and TV production studios and rights to such valuable properties as Avatar, Ice Age, Modern Family.
Ew.
Ew. Ew. Ew. That means that we're going to have fucking, what's his face? Fucking Modern Family dummies in the Marvel movies.
It's all a shared universe.
Oh, maybe they got Thanos. Maybe we'll get to see them get Thanos.
You know what? If I could see the entire cast of Modern Family
except
get Thanos.
Except for Ed O'Neill.
Except for Ed O'Neill.
And he just goes. Just, goes,
just because of his turn in Wayne's World. Which, by the way, was playing in some game store we went to the other day. Not in L.A., but here in Colorado. And I forgot that Ed O'Neill was in that movie for just a second.
Oh, I remembered it, yeah.
No, because I hadn't seen him in so long. I was like, oh, that's right. And I fucking love that part because it's the best part of the whole fucking movie.
Well, the best part of that scene is that it's Wayne. He's walking into
that like diner.
To the diner, donut shop, whatever. And he's like, hey, yeah, this place is great, whatever. And he's like going, kind of walking towards, and Ed O'Neill's just standing there, but he's just staring,
not blinking, and
just having this stare, and he kind of just goes, like,
yeah,
you kind of just nods real quick,
very, very slightly. It's so subtle, and he like nods the camera to follow him, and it's such a subtle move. It's so brilliant. And the camera just starts following him, and then he gives this little monologue about, like, murderer. Like, how come if you murder somebody in the heat of battle?
Or something,
it's called brave, but if you, you know, whatever, whatever. And it's just, it's really funny. And then they're like, hey, no, 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 you can't talk to the camera.
I always remember that because I remember me and my brother watching that and just laughing at Ed O'Neill just standing there just staring.
Oh, yeah. No, it's so good.
But as long as he doesn't get Thanos and everybody else gets Thanos.
Everybody else gets Thanos.
And they all have to be arguing in the middle of it and just go and just all of a sudden go poof.
Yeah.
And Ed O'Neill just doesn't like, he just gets up and gets another beer.
Yeah.
Or something or puts his hand in his pants.
Yeah.
He's like, finally, now I can become Ed Bundy.
Finally. Or, my true Al Bundy. My true form.
My true form. Ooh, Marvel v. Married with Children. I like
that. They own it now.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
They own it now.
That is Marvel. Instead of Marvel v. Capcom, Marvel v. Married with Children.
I'd watch it.
I'd watch it, and I would buy the crossover video game.
Yeah, so it says...
Oh, yeah, Modern Family and Simpsons, ESPN, and so Disney also gets FX and Nat Geo.
Oh, my God, now they... So does that mean they own Always Sunny? Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. Could we get a Always Sunny v Avengers?
Oh God, I don't know if I want that.
Yes, I do.
What if they get Thanos?
Actually, what I would love.
I want everybody but Frank to get Thanos.
But here's the thing. How about this?
Could you see Frank trying to like swindle Thanos out of his fucking Infinity Gauntlet?
He puts the Infinity Gauntlet in a bag of cheesy loops.
It's like, what? I was keeping it fresh.
one of the gems is on one of the pocket sausages or whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
So, actually, I would love. Could we do this? Could we get an Always Sunny type of comedy set in the Marvel universe that follows around Wonder Man? I don't know, or something.
Yeah,
give me something. Let's put these things together.
Well, you can now
because now they own. They have the rights to Deadpool?
Yes. They have the rights to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So they also said that now there are only 5 studios in all of Hollywood. Big ones. Big movie studios from 6 down to 5. Disney, Warner Brothers, Sony, Universal, and Paramount.
Ooh.
So this Vox article says... this is what it means. Number one, Disney just purchased a boatload of movies and TV shows, a movie studio, a bunch of TV networks, and a controlling stake in Hulu.
Okay.
So all those original Hulu shows. Ugh.
What?
It's just so a Titanic could nestle alongside the Avengers and How I Met Your Mother could live alongside Grey's Anatomy.
Well, I don't want to see that.
No, but I mean like now.
But I do want the Titanic, Avengers on the Titanic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd take that.
Can we get some revisionist history?
They also have Fox Searchlight now. Let's see.
Was it Fox? Or they, I heard they
Fox
got rid of...
Number two, Fox Corp still exists. Independent from Disney, it's primarily a news and sports company now, though it still does own the Fox TV network, and that's too fucking bad. Wish they would have bought that and fucking closed it down.
Shut them down. Shut them down.
Number three, Marvel once again has access to the X-Men and the Fantastic Four characters. So now they can get the X-Men back. Fantastic Four is for them.
Do you think we're getting something at the end of Infinity War with the...
Man, that's a really good question.
Just them being just a bunch of fucking...
I mean, we already have Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Which they got him. I don't know because they keep saying like this is the end of like the Marvel cinematic universe as we know it.
Well, they can't. They're not going to.
Well, no. I mean, like, at least this story arc.
Okay.
Right. So this is going to be the end of it as we know it. It doesn't mean that there are not going to be any more movies. It's just I don't think Chris Evans is going to be Cap anymore, and Tony Stark's probably not going to be
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. isn't going to be Tony Stark anymore. So, who gets to carry forward and get another movie, and who doesn't?
Okay.
Like, are we going to get another Black Panther? Maybe do an X-Men thing so him and Storm can hang out together?
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
That'd be something cool.
Could we get a name? Well, I wonder who has the rights to Namor.
It's got to be Disney.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe Fox might have. Maybe Sony might have it.
Why would they have Namor?
I don't know. Because
they had the X-Men. and they had the Fantastic Four.
All those characters.
And Spider-Man.
Yeah, but you have to just, and I know you understand this, but like all these characters have like all, you could just pick any random character in the Marvel Universe and something about their rights maybe not in tune with, as there might be like, say Man, let's say Man Thing.
Okay.
Like I bet Man Thing's rights, and I don't know this for certain, are not maybe with Fox, you know, or maybe with Disney, or maybe with Marvel. Who knows?
I assume, I mean, at least the comic book Man Thing rights are with Marvel. Whether or not they sold the TV rights.
Right, so there's
or
other
the movie rights to somebody else, I don't know. But if you don't use them in a certain amount of time.
Yeah, they go up for grabs.
They go up for grabs, which means they just revert back to Marvel, which means Disney owns them.
Hmm. Okay.
So.
Well, it should be very interesting coming up in the next couple of years.
I would like to see a Black Panther Storm movie.
I think we'll get one. I kind of feel like there's more stories to tell, and I'm certain that's already been those ideas have been breached. So hopefully we'll see some new fresh ideas in the Marvel MCU universe, you know, or whatever version it's going to be now, and it'll be a good time. So yeah.
Number five, we're living in a scary new era of media consolidation. That's true.
What were we living in before?
Oh, no, we're still living in it. It's never a good thing when they start monopolizing all this shit. Okay, hold on. Juicy rumors.
Ooh, juicy.
Marvel reportedly planning an Avengers versus X-Men movie.
Which,
holy fuck, would I love to see.
I'm certain that's probably one.
I would love to see that. I think of us would love to see that.
Well, that was a comic, you know, comic and stuff, too. So, you know, that was an arc in the books.
Yeah.
So. Maybe they'll do House of M.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we'll figure some stuff out. I want to get some of the weird characters in there.
Maybe, because they're just saying, like...
Who has Hellstorm?
Avengers Endgame comes out April 26th and brings the current era to a close. Moreover, with Marvel's Phase 3 finale expected to serve as the swan song for at least a few Phase 1 heroes, it is likely that the lineup for the next Avengers movie will be very different from the one we currently see on our screens.
Well, maybe we'll get some... I would like to see some new folks, too, like She-Hulk.
Oh, I'm sure we are going to have to, because, again, you know, I'm pretty sure Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. are done.
We can always get another version of Iron Man in there.
Yeah, we can also get another Cap in there, too. But, I mean, these particular actors, I don't think we're going to see.
Yeah. Well, hey, they had a good run.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
So I think we're, I think it's due for a change.
And I'd be all right with no more Hawkeye, and I'd be all right with no Black Widow.
They're doing a Black Widow show movie or something, though.
Well, they were supposed to.
I think they still are.
Oh, okay. Maybe they, I thought it got put on the back burner.
No, I think they're still going to
try. I know they were talking about, like, I don't know if it was Red Sonja, the character, or just a movie called Red Sonja.
Well, that was what Bryan Singer was going to do that. And...
Well, then he got, yeah. But then apparently he was back. But then he got kicked out. So who knows?
Who knows?
So, Disney owns everything. All Disney has to do now is buy Starbucks. And they literally will own 78% of this country.
You're not wrong.
I know.
That's funny. Is there anything else we want to cover before we wrap up here?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I think
anything you wanted to talk about?
I don't know. I can't remember because I think we got Shazam coming up in a week or two.
Yep, looking forward to that.
I did find a Shazam book for us to do next week.
Oh yay!
It's not a Shazam book; it's a JSA book, but we are going to.
But he's in it.
We're going to talk some Shazam.
All right.
So we'll get to that, and we'll have to find some more goodness to keep bringing your way. So if you guys want to talk about any of this stuff that we talked about today, you know, hit us up. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean,
and I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever. Make sure you go check out those pictures I posted. They're pretty cool. And email the show worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And, of course, you can rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is you get this show. Give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it. Tell your friends, and please interact with us. We love to hear from you folks. So thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.